Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
And we have our wonderful host, guest host coming in tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Evangelist Jackie Mae. She'll be coming up shortly after this next song.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put that number out there, 347. Y'all been shooting all day, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all day. Y'all need to put this number out there straight to the point, 347-843-4559. I guarantee you will be blessed tonight with Evangelist Jackie Mays bringing the word to you, ladies and gentlemen, bringing you some wisdom from the almighty word of God, ladies and gentlemen. That number, 347-843-4559. This is Straight to the Point. Share it out. Get unstrapped. Get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Chuck Smooth.
Now listen, I need just a few witnesses that can thank God sometimes for what did not happen. Y'all feel me on it? Listen, and once he brings you through it, you can say like I say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hey, thank you so much for your grace. Your favor brought me all the way, yeah. If it had not been for you, I don't know what I'd do. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Across the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Evangelist joins us, Jackie Mae. She's coming up right after the set. Amen. We got to praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen, amen. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for those just joining us. The number 347-843-4559. Put your hands, ladies and gentlemen, together as we open up the mic for Evangelist Jackie Mae.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. What an awesome, mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Who is so worthy of every praise. My God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless all of you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm telling you tonight, I am ready. I am excited. Amen. I am excited about what God is doing. What God is doing. I'm telling you, I am so excited. I'm so happy. So happy to be here tonight. I'm so glad for all of you that are able to join us, whether it's by live, whether it's by replay or whatever. I am so happy that you are here tonight. Amen. Listen, you have tuned in to one of the best radio broadcasts that there is. I'm telling you, straight to the point is just what it says. Straight to the point. That's right. Come on, give it up. But straight to the point. Amen. This is such an awesome broadcast. This is such an awesome broadcast. I'm telling you, I cannot miss a Monday night. And when I do, I feel like I left something at home. You ever felt like when you leave home, you left your keys, you left your purse, you left your ID, your credit card, something very important that you need? That's how I feel. Yes. When I miss, straight to the point. If this is your very first time, let me just tell you, straight to the point is a prophetic broadcast that deals with real issues. Amen. That deals with the issues that you're dealing with every day. And we want to give honor to the visionary of this particular broadcast, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And we do thank God for her. Amen. Come on. We honor her. We honor her and all of her hard work that she has put together over the years, over the 20-something years of ministry. We want to honor her tonight. We give honor to Dr. Vaughn for every week so faithfully. I'm telling you, the man just works hard. He works it out for us, and we thank God for him. Men, Let's Talk Network, let's give it up for him. God bless you, Dr. Vaughn, for being here every single week. Faithfully taking care of everything that we can't see that needs to be taken care of. It's because he's so good at what he does. And he takes care of every single thing that we need. And we thank God for him. We thank God for all of you, our viewers, our listeners that have joined in with us week after week. We want to thank God for you. We bless God for you for joining us. We also want to thank God for his son, Jesus, my God. We thank God for his son, Jesus, almighty God, all-knowing God, all-seeing God. We bless the name of the Lord, and we give him honor. We give him glory. Listen, there is none like him. He is the great I am. He is the awesome God. I'm telling you, and he's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be praised and worshiped every single day. In every single moment of our life, we lift him. We lift him. He says in his word, he said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. Amen. So we just thank God. We thank God. We thank God for another day. We thank God for our artists on tonight. Come on, somebody. Woo, I'm telling you. Listen, my girl Kim Burrell just told the thing all the way up, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Kim Burrell, thank you, Jesus. That's right. Give it up for Kim Burrell. Kim Burrell. And we definitely do not want to leave out Ernest Pugh. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your grace and your favor. Ernest Pugh. Amen, amen. Those were two awesome selections for tonight. Two awesome selections for tonight. You know, it is very, very important for us to be thankful and grateful and not to take things for granted, especially in this day and time, and to go back and to always tell God thank you, even for the smallest things. Just tell him thank you. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for giving me strength in my body. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for giving me peace when I know I should have been in a crazy home. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for, you know, even little things like for allowing me to get a parking spot on the front where I didn't have to walk in the bad weather for a long strip for the parking lot. Just being thankful for every little thing. Thank you for the food that I eat. Thank you for the roof over our head. Thank you for shelter. Thank you for my job. Some of us work jobs that you don't even like, but be thankful unto God that you have a job. There are people that want to work and can't find a job. Amen. Though there may be plenty of jobs right now, there are people that some of them are overqualified. Come on, somebody. You ever been overqualified for a job? You done went to college. You done got PhDs, GHDs, and all of these Ds, and you can't find a job. Amen. It's so grateful to be thankful, even your job. If you flipping burgers at McDonald's, tell God thank you. Come on, somebody. If you're working at a thrift store, tell God thank you because you're doing something. You're not sitting around doing nothing, you know, because God uses people. Amen. God uses people that are doing things, that are in movement. And there's so many things that you can do that you think that you can't do that doesn't be, maybe you feel like it's not important or it's not the job. But every little thing that you do, God said, do it as unto me. See, God take little things and make much out of them. God will touch and bless a little thing and it will become huge. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So never just think that what you are doing or what God has blessed into your hands is little. It's not little in God's eyes. It's great in his eyes. And so we just need to be thankful. We need to be thankful. We need to thank God for every single thing. And that brings me to the word of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Grab your Bible. Grab your Bible. Grab your notepad. Get your soul, your heart, your spirit, and mind ready. Get it open tonight because God wants to speak to us tonight like only he can. God knows every situation, every circumstance. God knows everything that you're facing. And can I just tell you that it's intentional. It's intentional. He did it on purpose, okay? Let's go to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5. And let's go here to, let's start at the 15th verse. It says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, I want to stop right there because this is my focus verse here on tonight, that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, I want to talk to you tonight about situations and circumstances and compound things that God puts together in our lives that may not make a whole lot of sense to us, may not make a whole lot of sense to us, but God knows what he's doing. How many of you know that he know what he's doing? And he's not figuring his way through. He's not filtering his way through the situations and circumstances that takes place in our lives. You know, it's not like something happened and now God's like, okay, I got to find a way to get them through this. God predestined every one of our lives. He already knows every encounter that we would encounter in our lifespan here on this planet called Earth. And so here in this verse 18, he says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of the Lord, will of God, in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is one of my favorite scriptures because we go through so many things in a lifetime that are connected to our destiny and our purpose to get us to a assigned or designed place that God has planned for us. But it's that road or that journey getting there that seems to be so difficult sometimes or so misunderstood sometimes or just so like, God, I don't know about you, but have you ever just really sat down and talked to God and just asked him, just being real with him? I mean, you know, trying to come so religious or so politically correct or so whatever you want to call it, so kind and so all in order, just come straight raw and not hiding anything because he knows your heart. The Bible says he even knows your very thoughts. So it's not like he don't know. But you ever sat down and just asked him, God, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, because sometimes we don't see the whole picture. We don't know the end, amen. We don't know the end from the beginning, but God knows. And so he said, even when we prophesy in part. He don't give us the whole thing at once. He give us piece by piece by piece. For whatever reason, it's his business, because he said, listen, your ways are not going to be my ways. Your thoughts are not even going to be my thoughts, because his thoughts are way higher than ours. And so for us to spend time to try to understand him sometimes is not a good thing. Just this is a moment where you have to just trust him. Just trust him. You know, he tells us in the word in Jeremiah 29:11, and he says, I know the plan. That was good enough for me right there. I didn't even have to hear the rest of the scripture. Long as he knows and I trust in him. You know, see, one thing about God is not wasting our time. He's not wasting our time. And somebody on here tonight, that under the sound of my voice, you may feel like you're not getting anywhere. You may feel like you're not doing nothing or you're not doing enough. You may feel like you should have been further along and that things just don't seem to be moving for you. Let me tell you something. God is not time waster. God is not wasting your time. He has a plan for every single thing, and he has a purpose for it. Even though what may seem like a delay in some situations to you is not a delay. God took every single thing into consideration. He took every factor, my God, into consideration that was going to cause you to get to your destiny. Even though some things we like to blame on the enemy, and I think we talked about this the last time that I was on the show, we give Satan way too much credit when God is the one that's doing what he's doing. And so when you don't understand and don't trust in him, you try to figure things out on your own. You try to figure things out on your own. But God even took that into consideration. He even calculated that into your journey to your destiny and to your purpose. And so what looks like delaying is not delaying. It's God's plan, because he said, I know the plan that I have for you, good God Almighty. They are not evil. Even though along this journey some evil things may take place, some uncomfortable things may take place, you know, as you're going on your journey to your destiny, your God, divine destiny that he has planned for you. See, I'm reminded about Joseph. When Joseph dreamed that he would be over his brothers and his father and over his family, that they would serve him, he was not yet there. God showed it to him, but now you have to start that process to get you there. And so Joseph suffered many things before he actually got to the destiny and to the purpose that God had for him to fulfill and to manifest that prophetic dream that he showed him. The same thing with some of us on this phone. Matter of fact, I'm going to say with everybody that's under the sound of my voice, the same thing is happening in your life, because that's how God do things. He show you. Maybe he'll show you a vision. Maybe you've gotten prophetic words of God, have spoken things into your life, some great things that you're still waiting to see. And, you know, one thing about prophetic words that I've come to find out, when God give a prophetic word to you, it's usually a good word, something that you really enjoy hearing. But then what he don't tell is the process of getting there. So then you start off and you're excited that the prophetic word that you received, that, oh, God's got great things for you. God's going to use you mightily. You're going to go all over the world. You're going to preach to the nations. And God has raised you up to be a prophet to the nations. And I see crowds and things like that. I see you ministering in the gospel, delivering people. I see people being healed and delivered in your services. All of these great prophetic words, they sound good, and they are good. But then you have to start that process, just like Joseph did. Joseph knew the prophetic word, but Joseph had to go to a pit. Joseph had to be nearly killed by his brothers, his own brothers. Joseph had to go to prison. But along all of this, God wasn't wasting Joseph's time. He was using all of these incidents, circumstances, and situations to bring Joseph to the destiny or the purpose that he designed for him. So when Joseph got there, everything that happened along the way was useful for where he was taking him. And so he knew all along Joseph was going to end up right where he said he was going to go. Right where he was going to be doing, that's exactly where he was going to end up at. But the process and the things that went along with it were the things that was preparing him, good God Almighty, to sustain him, to maintain the manifestation of the prophetic word that was spoken in the prophetic dream that God had given him. The same thing with some of us on this line. God have designed certain things to take place at certain points in our lives along the journey to get us to our destiny and to our purpose, you know. And so that's why the scripture here says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so even the good, the bad, and the ugly, give thanks for all of it. Because see, Joseph could not become head and leader of over his family and to be able to sustain the whole Israel, the whole nation of Israel, without the pit. He couldn't have done it without the attempted murders. He couldn't have done it without the prison. All of that was what helped make him and to prepare him for his destiny. And so I want to just come tonight to encourage somebody that you're going through. Maybe you're going through probably some of the toughest times that you've ever faced. You might be going through some of the deepest valleys. Come on, somebody. Or you may be even on the highest mountain. But I'm telling you, you know, just as the word of God said, that though I walk through the shadow or the valley of death, You know, so it's all kinds of different planes and things that we will go through on these journeys to get to our divine destiny that God has set. But I want to encourage you tonight and ask you, you know, to get up. And get a joyful heart, get a thankful heart, get a dance in your feet, get joy in your heart, and know that God is working things out for you. All things work together for good. Come on, somebody. Not some things, but all these things are working together. They're working together for good, for good. Because he says, I know the plan that I have for you. It is not evil. It is not evil, but it is of a good report. God has something good and something grand and something great planned not far from here. Some of you have been going through for a very long time, and God was teaching you patience and endurance along the way, you know, see, because God don't waste his time. He don't waste yours, and he don't waste mine. He don't waste his. Every second, every moment, he's got an intended plan for it. And so in your longevity, you've learned patience. You've learned endurance to be able to endure for a long time. So now when God brings forth this purpose and this destiny, you're able to stand. You're able to maintain what God has given you, right? Because you learned it over the period of time that you've suffered and went through affliction. Amen. He said, it is good for you to be afflicted. It is good for me to be afflicted. So some of the things we may associate with, this is not good, or this is terrible, or this is bad. Why did this happen to me? You know, you can spend a lot of time complaining and murmuring and not being grateful and thankful, knowing that all of this stuff is working for my good. And you got to have that kind of a mindset when you're on your journey, on your way to your destiny, on your way to your purpose. You got to have the right mindset. You know, I'm reminded of the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. They did not have the correct mindset, which caused them to be delayed, which once again, God already had knew what they were going to do. So he even took that into consideration. See, God knows. He knows your heart. He knows where you're going to slow up at, where you're going to speed up at. He knows when you're going to complain. He knows when you're going to just trust him. He knows. He took everything into consideration for you to arrive at that point on the right time, at the right moment, at the right time. Amen. So I want to encourage somebody on today to listen, change your mindset, begin to get happy and get full of joy that God is in control and that everything that you are going through is a part of God's plan for your victory. It's a part of God's plan, hallelujah, for God to shine through you, for God to get the glory through your life. It's a part of his plan, my God, to give you restoration, total restoration. Maybe you lost everything. Maybe you ended up with nothing. Let me tell you, that ain't the end of your story. God has a plan for you to recover all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has a plan to restore everything double back unto you. Amen. So the mindset and the proper posture of your attitude and your character is what's going to be key in getting to your destiny in a timely manner. Amen. To be thankful, to be grateful. To just know, I mean, we can whine and we can cry through these moments and we can just be like, oh, woe is me. We can have a pity party. We can make a parking lot out of sadness and depression. But that's not going to be the greatest way to make it through. The best thing is going to be for you to do, as we say, life. Search yourself. Get yourself together and say, you know what? Though he slay me, yet will I serve him well, and serve him with gladness, serve him with the right spirit, a right mind. Amen. God said, I've given you the mind of Christ. When Jesus was up there upon that cross with those two thieves, hallelujah, he had the right mind. He didn't deserve to be up there, but he had the right mind. He said, not my will, but thine will be done. He was given and submitting all into his Father, you know. And so that's what made, I think, it, I'm not going to say it was easy, but it made it doable for him because of the right mindset that he had. You know, he could have fainted and given up right there and got off of there and said, oh, no, I'm not going through all of this suffering. I'm not doing this. Forget that. But he stayed up there with a right attitude. So attitude is going to be key during these different situations and circumstances that we are going through. Amen. So be thankful in everything. Be thankful in everything. Don't be sympathetic. Don't be pity party. Let's not make a parking lot out of everything that's going wrong, everything that's going bad that we see. Look at it in a whole different way. I thank God that he's working something good out for me. I thank God that this is working for my good. I thank God that this I can use where I'm going. I thank God that this is preparing me for my destiny. This is, God is working all of this together for my good because he knows the plan that he has. He knows the plan. And so Joseph ended up right where he said he would. Save their lives, just like God said. But look at what he had to go through first. He went through. He went through. So we're praying for God to give us grace to go through. Because some stuff you can't get around. Some stuff you can't pray it away. Come on, somebody. Some stuff you can pray and fast all you want, but you got to go through this. Come on. You got to go through it so you know that when you go through the fire and when you go through the water, that God's word that he promised you, amen, it was saying, he said, if you go through the fire, you won't get burned. If you go through the water, it will not swallow you up. But you'll never know that if you don't go through it. So ain't no way around that. So some stuff that, you know, we don't want to go through and we don't want to suffer, ain't no other way around it. Ain't no way around it. You have to go through. So I pray for the grace of the living God upon you, of the grace of go through. Come on, somebody. The grace of go through. Go through it. Go through it. Because you're going to need inside of there. You're going to need that grace to go through that. Amen. So you've been listening to Straight to the Point tonight. Amen. And I just pray that something was said to encourage you at this moment and this time to press on through. Press on through with a thankful heart. Press on through knowing that God is working everything out for the good. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're going to open up the line. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Amen. God bless you. Kevin, let's open up the line.
Yes, ma'am. Evangelist Jackie Mays, ladies and gentlemen, let's put your hands together for the woman of God. This is Straight to the Point.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. You know, Evangelist, I was taking some notes. I hope y'all was taking some notes tonight. I want to encourage you guys to read that word. Read that word, ladies and gentlemen. Read that word. But Sister Jackie, I was thinking about, you know, we got to understand that the word of God is not going to come back and go out void, come back void. But God said it's impossible for us to please him without faith, ladies and gentlemen. He said it's impossible to please God without faith. So Evangelist has encouraged us, ladies and gentlemen, in the faith tonight. You cannot waver. There's some things you just cannot waver in. This is one of them right there, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. So we want you guys to stay focused in that area all the time. Another scripture, Evangelist, that came to mind was 2 Corinthians 4:17, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this one, you got to read the entire chapter, of course. But God, as you know, Evangelist, you know, the word of the Lord says, for our light afflictions. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Ah, come on.
Afflictions, but is but for a moment, because you know this life is just for a moment in time, worketh for us a far more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory.
Amen.
Oh, man. Doc, I tell you, Sister Evangelist, what I got out of this is that whatever we're going through is going to be forgotten one day. It ain't going to matter. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm just saying, this is going to be a light affliction according to the weight of glory. We are going to get a great, exceedingly joy. It's going to be awesome to be in the presence of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. You won't even have to worry about this old world one day. Yeah.
Amen.
You got to stay focused, man. Stay focused. That's what Straight to the Point is all about, ladies and gentlemen. The Baptist is Jackie Mays. Now, he's not staying straight to the point, and the point is the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and open up these lines. We want to hear from you tonight. We thank God for you, for those listening across the globe. In Jesus' name, bless you, bless you, bless you. Bless you, bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, ready to go to the calls here. We got call them. They're missing your last four digits only, so we keep your privacy there. And feel free to just have a good time. I hope y'all all unstrapped. I told y'all I'll be unstrapped tonight because you can't be strapped when the word comes. You got to be unstrapped. You just want to hunt around and praise the Lord, you know?
Amen.
Amen. All right. We'll bring up caller 1799. You're on the air with Evangelist. Another woman of God. You're online. God bless you.
Amen.
Call us 1799. You're on the line if you're ready. God bless you. Amen. Amen. We'll give you a few more seconds there to come on. You're live on the air with Evangelist right now. Call us 1799. You're live on the air. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. She may be slain in the spirit.
That's what I was going to say. She may be up in there dancing.
Yeah, she may be out. She may be out right now in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Let me try it one more time. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. 1799, you're live on air. God bless you. Amen. All right. That's powerful.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless her.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Evangelist, that has been the theme all week, all weekend. It's just faith in God. It's just the faith. We don't understand nothing. I know I don't understand nothing. Don't understand the why. Don't understand.
I don't even try to understand it.
Nope. Can't do it. And even if he told me, I wouldn't understand it. So the point is, we got to trust in the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. It is such an awesome, but it's all about relationships, as you know, Evangelist. It's all about being in a relationship.
That's right.
Yes, that's what it is. That's why I love Jesus. I love the Lord because one thing, when he went to the cross and in the Garden of Gethsemane and went to the cross, I think one of the biggest things was on his mind was us, but most of all, it was the Father. Oh, man, he wanted to please the Father. Isn't that powerful right there? He just wanted to please the will of the Father. And that would take you right through when you get to that level. I'll take you through, ladies and gentlemen. You literally have to know that and keep that on point all the time. It is not about us. It's all about the Father's will. What did the Father say? He told us to do certain things, and we must do it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen. Well, Evangelist, back to you. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, listen. We do bless the Lord for the word of the Lord tonight. You know, God is so good, and he's just an awesome God. Like you say, he's so big, and his thoughts and his ways are so far from ours until we can hardly understand with our finite mind what God is. And when you think you know what he is, he just gets bigger and greater. So we thank God for just being in the land of the living. We thank God that he brought us here. He didn't bring us here for no reason. He brought us here with a purpose and a reason in mind. Amen. He brought us here. Amen. He brought us here with a destiny divine and orchestrated it personally designed individually just for each individual. See, God has such a unique plan for each person. No two people on the planet, and it's billions of us, trust and believe, no two people are alike. He gave everybody this unique assignment for being here on the earth, for being here, you know. And sometimes you can get caught up with comparing yourself to someone else, and then you get steered off for what God really have you here for. None of us is going to be the same. We're not going to do things the same. But thank God has given us it's needed in the earth, and it works. Yeah. It works for where he put us at, to be able to use us to full capacity to bring glory unto him. That's what we're all here for, is to bring glory unto him. Yes. So if you're doing anything that's not bringing glory unto him and not steering and pointing to him, you might want to check yourself. Check yourself, because it's not about you. It's not about me. But it's all about him. He just brought us here to express him.
Wow.
Come on, somebody.
Come
My
on,
God. Now. And so we are so grateful and thankful that he chose us to be here. We didn't choose him. He chose us to be here on this planet Earth. And he gave us, listen, when he brought us here, he said, I'm going to give you something, good God Almighty, that expresses, demonstrates, and that shows who I am, him, who God is. Because he lives through us to show who he is, not us. He did that to show who he was, to draw people unto him, my God, to draw people unto him. He said a house that here is not a light. I mean, you can't take a light and put it on a bushel. That thing got to be up on a hill so that everybody can see. Not us, but the light. Who is the light?
Woo!
Jesus is that light, my God. Glory to God. Jesus is that light. And so when we shine, when we allow him to shine through us, he said, I will exalt you. Why? Because now I can see. I mean, I can be seen through you. And so sometimes we have to be on the bottom until we realize that it ain't about us. God got to get that stuff out of us. He got to get our self out of us and get that arrogance and pride out of us. He said, because when I bring you up on that mountain,
come on,
don't see nobody but me, the Son of Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to demonstrate his power through us. He wants to demonstrate his anointing through us. He wants to demonstrate himself unto us, his love, mainly his love. His love is what he wants to demonstrate, because if his love operates through us properly, amen, somebody, we will begin to love like he loved. Like I said, when he was up on that cross and them two thieves was on the sides of him. Now, he was amongst good, I mean, he was amongst evil people.
Yeah.
But he stayed up there because he needed that light to shine so that we can see Jesus. And I'm telling you, this is the great to be here, you know. And for those of you that are listening, that you think that you are a mistake, you think that you are a mistake. You have been told that you are a mistake, that you wasn't supposed to be here. You know, maybe your mother, your father, somebody told you, I tried to abort you. I tried to get rid of you. No, you're not a mistake. If you made it to the planet and there's breath in your body, you were supposed to be here. Because if you weren't supposed to be here, you wouldn't be here.
Yes.
And the fact that you are here, God got something that he want to use you for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're not too bad. You ain't done nothing too bad that God won't use you. And a lot of times people can try to belittle people, to tell them that they're not worth anything. They can't be used, or they just, you know, no good for nothing. That's a lie. That is a lie, because God thinks the world of you, because he gave his whole life just so you can make it here, because he want to use you. He has a purpose to use you. You know, Dr. Vaughn, if you really read out through the Bible,
yes, ma'am,
you start to really see the people that God used. I don't know of any, just very few of them that was perfect people.
Yeah,
but he used people that was messed up. He used people that didn't get it right. He used people that, some of them even, for instance, Paul, just killed his people, just persecuted them. But he used them greatly.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to wipe out the excuse from anybody that may be listening and that may hear and think that you're not worth anything, that you're not worthy to be used of God. You may feel like you're so little. How can God use me? You're the very one he's going to use, because he can be glorified so greatly through you, you know, because you think you're so small and you're unimportant, but you matter so much to him. You know, so don't look at your flaws. Don't look at what you didn't get right. Look at the fact that God's going to use you. God's going to use you in spite of what they say. God's going to use you in spite of what you've done. God's going to use you in spite of where you've been. God is going to use you and change your life and turn you around.
Yes.
Amen. And so I just want to say, God is going to shine bright no matter what. He's going to find somebody to shine through. He gonna find him somebody that will obey him. He gonna find him somebody that will do what he say do, so that he can get the glory.
Amen.
I thank God, because, you know, as I said, many people that's listening, they've been through the valley. They've been through so much.
Yes, ma'am.
And somebody may be even right now, I feel like I'm speaking to somebody, I can't even get away from this, that has just been through so much until you feel like, God, when? But God is doing something great in you, even in your trials and your affliction. God's doing such a great work. God is amping up your anointing so great.
Yes.
Amen, because he said it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. So all of this that you're going through is building you, and it's making your anointing so great. So when God brings you out, they're going to look and say, where did she get this kind of an anointing? Where did he get this from? Think of David. David was out there with sheep. Come on. He was out there with sheep, bears, and lions. But God was building him. God was training him. You know, he didn't bring Goliath out there. He brought a bear and a lion out there.
Mm-hmm.
Same principle. That bear and that lion, I told you how to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
I got a giant. I got a giant waiting on you. But I'm preparing you to take that giant out. Now, he went through much that I believe that a lot was even left out. But he went through much rejection. Do you know what that feels like? When you have a family and nobody got nothing to do with you, they done wrote you off, washed their hands of you. You don't have no friends. He didn't have no friends. I'm going to tell you that right now, because he was out there with sheep. The sheep and things was his friends. He didn't have no friends. Nobody thought about you. You forgot it. That must be an awfully lonely walk. But God was preparing him. God was preparing him for a great destiny. So the rougher, the harder, the tougher your situation and circumstances is, the greater and the more powerful the anointing is, and the oil is so strong.
Praise
God's going to use you. And just like you said, it won't compare to the glory.
Amen.
It will not compare to the glory. And I'm telling you, when you make it through some things, you look back and you say, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Amen.
But while you're going through, you be like, ooh, God, when? You know, it's just like a woman when she's pregnant and you're going through those pains, and you're in labor.
Mm.
Oh, if they give you a loaded gun, you would use it. Trust and believe you would. But once you get past that and you get through that birthing and you get to hold that baby for the first time and you get to spend some time with that baby, and probably a couple of days, you'd be like, I'd do it all again.
There you go.
I do it all again.
Amen.
You know,
isn't that wonderful?
And so
Jesus said,
yeah.
too, didn't he? He said he'd do it all again just for us. That's something.
Do it all over again.
Wow. Praise
him. Do it all over again, because the glory does not compare to the suffering.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So I want to encourage someone tonight to just give thanks in everything, and I mean everything, to give thanks unto God, because this is his will concerning you. This is his will concerning you, and you've got to get that mindset set that I'm going to thank God
through every storm, every valley, every affliction, every trouble, everything. I'm going to thank my God, and I'm going to have a heart of joy through this. Yeah, because your go through is going to be determined on your attitude.
Yeah.
So God bless you all on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. Again, we want to give homage unto the visionary of this line, Dr. Dolores Henderson. We thank God for her. I truly thank God for her. I miss the Hendricks on tonight. We thank God for them, faithful people that are on the line every week. I thank God for this moment and opportunity that I've been given and allowed to come on this platform to share the word of the Lord. I don't take it for granted. I truly thank God for it. It's been a blessing unto me. It's been a blessing unto me. Amen. And so, listen, before we go, I want to just tell you all to listen, love and love hard. Forgive and forgive quickly. And always pray. Amen. But you've been listening to Straight to the Point. God bless you.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, you've been listening to the voice of Evangelist Jackie Mays, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, our wonderful host tonight with Evangelist Jackie Mays. God bless you. Have a great week, everybody. Take care of yourself. And remember that Jesus is Lord. ladies and gentlemen, this has been Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jackie Mays tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. And remember again that Jesus is Lord and he loves you so much. Have a great rest of the evening, ladies and gentlemen, and have a great week in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you now.